Hello, folks. This is the Knick Knack Podcast. I'm Knick Knack. I'm a queer and trans autist with a variety of deep interests. This podcast is kind of audio blog where I share my views in pursuit of greater engagement and emotional relief. I've got some serious ugly to deal with in hopes that not ugly may be on the other side. So, trigger warning. Love, fear, and anger, and all that crap. Grab a beverage. Let's get started. This is some of what I cut from episode 34, because fear. In some spots I've done it better. Sorry I'm masked. Fear will kill you. More so when that fear is completely justified and you can't deal with it. I shall try to deal with it. Hang on. This is gonna be a ride. Straight out. My biggest fear is getting shot to death. That's not an unreasonable fear given what I share and do. That's not an unreasonable fear given that I'm divergent and trans. While one has a relatively safe shelter, speaking your mind into a mic in a dark, locked room is much safer than speaking your mind out there. But we all have to leave the house from time to time. I'm doing it a little more. But when it comes to the real, your real, I just don't belong. At home, in relative safety, I'm generally relatively okay with that. But something as simple as going to an appointment and getting a prescription is pure hell on so many levels. Waiting for the bus in the hot, bright sun that just won't relent. Sitting on the bus with my earbuds in, trying to coax all the sound I can out of them to override the noise of the engine and the gossip of the passengers. Sitting in a waiting room for over an hour because the bus sucks. Trying to drown out someone else's breakdown with the same crappy earbuds. All this just to explain my autism to a screen for the third time in as many months. Something I can do just as uselessly from the quasi-comfort and safety of my dilapidated excuse for an apartment. Then I'm burned out. And I need to get back to my safe space as soon as possible. Lest I have my own breakdown and risk too much in the real, which could lead to imprisonment or getting shot depending on how the variables of life come together on that particular day. So I just try and keep myself together for as long as I can. But the fuse is lit as soon as I walk out the door. Breakdown will happen. It's just a matter of hoping I can time it right and luck or whatever is on my side. I got lucky on that day. I largely ignored the guy who couldn't park and hit a car. I largely ignored the argument that ensued. I got my bag of doctor-approved drugs. I somehow survived a bus full of teenagers returning from high school. Teenagers are people. I don't fault them for being eager to demask in both the literal and metaphorical sense. Lord knows I would do the same after being indoctrinated all day long. It's just a scary, hellish, sensory assault for me. I got through it all. That time. But getting through all that in just 3 hours' time while avoiding a public meltdown is a crazy feat that I doubt the greatest superhero one could imagine could come close. And it's killing me. One day the mask may break. It could all end. Then, if I'm lucky, people will find my work. Then, if I'm extremely lucky, they will see past the problematic bits and do something with the good bits. But it wouldn't matter to me, because I'd be dead at the hands of a cop or some other person in a moment of vile righteousness trying to rid the world of what they fear, don't want to see, and can't understand. Ironically, it's my fear that makes me want to live boldly however I can. I'm working as hard as I can, but going slow trying to climb the Everest of love. And I don't mean love in a friendship or in a romantic way. I want that. I need that. I'm already somewhat stumbling up that mountain. Maybe to fall again. Who knows? But the love I'm really after, is the love John sang of. The love I'll accidentally see spring from my keyboard from time to time. And I'm left wondering why I still have it after all this life. The tragic thing of my current moment is that all I really have left are screens of one sort or another. They are screens of pain for myself, for my unmet needs, my fear, but more importantly, there are screams of don't let this sort of thing happen to another person ever again. The child born with any sort of variation shouldn't suffer so. Don't torture them with behavior modification and poorly researched drugs. Don't try and eradicate their potential existence with eugenics. Just ask them what they need. They will tell you in whatever way they can, even if they are non-speaking. Perhaps especially if they are non-speaking. All you have to do is listen and help them meet their needs. It's no more complicated than that. We reciprocate in whatever way we can. For me, it's currently somewhat mass screams and challenging the fear whenever I can stand to. It's slow. Please be patient. Please don't shoot me. And if you do shoot me, and there happens to be more, I'll be a ghost trying to love you as best I can. So think of that. Let that maybe scare you out of it. Yeah, that didn't work. Failed writing trick. I'd argue that all that's changed since the end of the cultural 60s is people who needed help and were institutionalized to be kept out of sight were then dumped into the street to be harassed by cops before being imprisoned and exploited for their cheap labor. Very little helping has gone on. Very little helping seems likely to go on. When the average person of this world is so lucky as to stumble upon neurodiversity and creativity that doesn't fit their mold, they either try and remold it for profit or just outright kill it. Truly, a world such as this doesn't deserve the fruits of neurodiversity. I will learn to love you anyway. I will. I swear I will. It's all humanity, the good and the bad. A part of my humanity, too. And so I love you. And so I love me. I don't know what to say to the people I inevitably hurt or will hurt. I don't think any divergent person actually does. I've tried filtering my content through hours and hours and hours of writing and audio editing. I do my best to avoid both microphones and other people when I know I can't do it. But I slip up a lot. And many times people will force the issue. And even when I'm in a good mood, about 70% of my mind is busy filtering whatever I'm going to say next, leaving my brain precious little space to deal with the other things that inevitably crop up. So really, this is pretty close to as good as it gets. The damage still takes place. The pain is everywhere, both physical and mental, for me. I hurt, and I love. We don't know jack about the brain. It's a natural thing, not some Aristotelian thing that works in a easily digestible, logical fashion that you can diagram very neatly in a textbook. You can't just trick the brain into thinking it has more serotonin than it does and expect people to go walking around singing, "Good day, sunshine." Nor can you simply go to a shrink and use CBT. It takes so much more. More than I can really know at this point in my life. Maslow and Rosenberg were onto it. John was way more onto it than I am. And Paul is very annoyingly onto it and has been for a very long time. I envy Paul. Envy and creative dependence are very ugly things in the world that I live in. I need people to help plan my episodes, and that's not fair. I'd love to have something close to happy occur, but damn if I know what that stupid word means. The word content, I know simply in terms of not feeling needy. My version of contentment is probably closer to a kind of acceptance. And now, here for you, dear listeners, in mostly its original context. Universe, help me. I need a kind of love. Not the kind we see in media. Nothing beyond talking. Empathy. Laughter. And maybe a kiss or two. Goodness help me. I know my genes are crap for the species. And I know getting along with someone well enough to do all of that would be my Everest, and likely not last long. But I fantasize about it. Oh God, do I fantasize about it. It can't just be dead American dream, and now I'm knick-knack. I need a someone in me. That's the only kind of reality that will get me through into the 70s. I hate humanity. I love humanity. I am a human. I need humans. I need love. That's reality. Love. Knick-knack.
Are your wife and people are grunts back to front and people are dreams, oh so it seems, and I can't take them right now. I can't take them right now. Can't get out of my bed. There's a thought crime running through my head. Can't take these rules, and people are fools who believe what they read and believe what they see. Believe what they see on the TV. Opinions are like iPhones. Everybody's got one. Like broken hearts, everybody knows one. Wipe them out. Wipe them out of my mind. 'Cause I can't take them right now. I can't take them right now. Believe what you read. Believe what you see on the TV. Don't believe them, and don't believe me, I'm a tool. Line them up and school them. Give them the tools and they'll use them. Line them up and school them. Oh, give me a gun and I'll shoot them. Most people are nice, fundamentally nice. Believe in left and right. Believe it's wrong to fight. But they're still tools. Rubbers and fake news, a stain on your shoes. And I can't take them right now. and school them. Give them the tools and they'll use them. Line them up and school them. Oh, give me a gun and I'll shoot them. All the schools shitting out fools who believe what they read and believe what they see. Don't believe them and don't believe me. I'm a tool. I'm your changes of mood. I'm a drug in your food. Believe what you read and believe what you see on the TV. Don't believe them and don't believe me.
If you'd like to support my work, please head to knickknackpod.net. That's NICNACPOD.net. Reviews in the podcast apps help as well. The opening music is Raindrop Rhapsody by Josh Oakenberry. The bridge to the outro is the wonderful Fool's Guide by Anthony Rotuno. You can find Anthony at anthonyrotuno.com. And the closing music is, of course, Catch Me If You Can by Attica Attica. You can find Attica Attica at atticaattica.bandcamp.com. I thank all these wonderful musicians for allowing their creations to be used in this production. I share and know the value of the Creative Commons approach to intellectual creations, which is why the Knick Knack Podcast and FS Ride-Along series is copyright 2006 through 2021 by Knick Knack Marsh and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial 4.0 International License. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen. May you find the safety and support you need to empower you and meet your needs. Bye. So catch me if you can.